You could have had a V8, but instead, you're stuck with the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour. Hi, this is Skip Tillinghast, and welcome to the Chrysler Slant 6 of the podcasting world. We'll see what we can do about getting your life out of first gear. This week, an entire show built around the year 1971. Why is that? Because we're flat run out of ideas. Actually, 1971, 50 years ago, was considered one of the best years in music. So we'll be featuring tunes from Grand Funk Railroad, Carole King, on the countryside, Kris Kristofferson, Tammy Wynette, and Barbara Mandrell. Janis Joplin, Van Morrison, and Chicago will be heard from. We've got Smokey Robinson, Diana Ross, and the Shy Lights all lined up. Later on, the Bee Gees, Climax, Rod Stewart, and John Denver. And it seems we can't get any of our recent shows jump-started without a little bit of CCR.
Good myself. Feeling all can't get upset and I must keep dry. I got to stop believing in all your lies, 'cause I got too much to do before I die. Feeling all right, I'm not feeling too good myself. I'm feeling all right.
He called for the guard to come and surround the border.
Thrift Store Vinyl Hour. Still looking for those signs that spring is really here. I think my neighbor is getting into the swing of things. He's filled his yard with a few more unfinished projects. I think he does that just so he won't have to mow as much lawn. Some choice cuts in our opening set as we salute the year 1971, all of this music turning 50 years old. We started it with CCR, Sweet Hitchhiker, released July 1971. Creedence was still the hottest band in America. They could pack more rock and roll into a 3-minute side than just about any group. The song mentions the Greasy King Restaurant, a real place in El Cerrito, California, where the band was from. Followed that up with one of CCR's contemporaries. I wonder if Grand Funk Railroad and CCR ever teamed up for a concert tour. It seems possible. Grand Funk doing themselves a version of Feeling All Right, cover of a Dave Mason written song. Original members Don Brewer and Mel Shocker continue to tour as Grand Funk. And then we heard music from one of the biggest albums of 1971, Carole King's Tapestry, and the song Smackwater Jack. You know, it was James Taylor, among others, who heavily encouraged Carole King to sing her own material. And the rest, as they say, is history. Speaking of great singer-songwriters, they were starting to emerge not only in pop, but in country as well. Here's Kris Kristofferson at the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour.
Started writing this song about Chris Gantry. Ended up writing about Dennis Hopper and Johnny Cash and Norman, Norbert, Funky Donnie Frith, Billy Swan, Bobby Newirth, Jerry Jeff Walker, and Paul Siebel. And Ramblin' Jack Elliott had a lot to do with it. See him wasted on the sidewalk in his jacket and his jeans, wearing yesterday's misfortunes like a smile. Once he had a future full of money, love, and dreams, which he spent like they was going out of style. And he keeps right on a change for the better or the worse, searching for a shrine he's never found. Never knowing if believing is a blessing or a curse, or if the going up was worth the coming down. He's a poet and he's a picker. He's a prophet and he's a pusher. He's a pilgrim and a preacher, and the problem when he's stoned, he's a walking contradiction, partly truth and partly fiction, taking every wrong direction on his lonely way back home. He has tasted good and evil in your bedrooms and your bars, and he's trading in tomorrow for today, running from his devil's lord, reaching for the stars, losing all the love along the way. But if this world keeps right on turning for the better or the worse, and all he ever gets is older and around, from the rocking of the cradle to the rolling of the hearse, the going up was worth coming down. He's a poet and he's a picker. He's a prophet and he's a pusher. He's a pilgrim and a preacher and a problem when he's stoned. He's a walking contradiction, partly truth and partly fiction, taking every wrong direction on his lonely way back home. There's a lot of wrong directions on that lonely way back home.
I've told you almost every bedtime story, and you've heard almost every nursery rhyme. So tonight, before you go to sleep, and pray the Lord your soul to keep, here's Mommy's favorite story. One more time. Once upon a time there was a castle, and in this castle lived a king and queen. And it came to pass they both were blessed by with the softest golden curls you've ever seen. But then one day he met this pretty lady, and she had lots of pretty words to say. Took his hand and led him far away. Still, it's just another bedtime story, but telling it brings teardrops to my eyes. Just another forgive Mommy if she cries. Then it came to pass the king grew lonely, and the pretty lady wasn't all she sang. Little princess and his queen. Then he was back and safe inside his castle, and tears of joy came pouring down like rain. Forgive Mommy if she cries. Won't you please forgive your Mommy if she cries?
If you wanna do right, home days woman, you gotta be a do right, home nights man. Take me to heart, and I'll always love you, and nobody can make me do wrong. Take me for granted, leaving love unshown. Makes willpower weak and temptation strong. A woman's only human,
this you should understand. She's not just a plaything, she's flesh and blood just like a man. If you wanna do right, home days woman, you gotta be a do right, home nights man. They say it's a man's world, but you can't prove that by me. As long as we're together, baby, show some respect for me. If you wanna do right, home days, woman, you gotta be a do right, home nights man. If you wanna do right, home days, woman, you gotta be a do right, home nights man. A do right, home nights man.
Thrift Store Vinyl Hour, saluting the year 1971. I can't believe it's been 50 years since these tunes first emerged. I, of course, haven't aged at all during that time. 1971, a big year for country music. One thing that happened was CBS stopped airing Hee Haw as part of its infamous rural purge. The three networks stopped airing shows that appealed to country folk and aimed instead for suburban and urban audiences. So, Hee Haw went into syndication and became one of the biggest syndicated shows ever. Once a week, Hee Haw brought into your living room the biggest names in country music and emerging artists like Kris Kristofferson, who brought us The Pilgrim from The Silver-Tongued Devil and I. In 71, Tammy Wynette was still married to George Jones. Their four-year hitch ran from 1969 to 73. We heard Tammy singing a song she helped write, Bedtime Story. Not only were established stars like Tammy Wynette doing okay, but she paved the way for another female artist in her mold, Barbara Mandrell with Do Right Woman. And the fact that Barbara Mandrell could sing and look good doing it told only part of the story. She was a multi-instrumentalist, and she and her dad and her sisters had been performing as a family band for years. And we heard a few moments ago from Kris Kristofferson. He wrote a song recorded by Janis Joplin only days before she OD'd and died. Here's me and Bobby McGee as the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour salutes 1971.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Feeling good was easy love when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, yeah, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Your Bobby baby kept me from the whole world. One day up near Selena Sloan, I let him slip away. the mind. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me. But if feeling good was easy, lie on when he sang the blues. Hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
wish I could sing it to you. Say when I kiss you, I feel a thousand different feelings, a color of chills all over my body. And while I feel them,
Sock it to me, baby. Here are the top TV shows for the 1970-71 season. Marcus Welby, MD on ABC. NBC's The Flip Wilson Show. And Here's Lucy on CBS. we lost singer Janis Joplin just before her biggest hit was released, Me and Bobby McGee, as I mentioned before, written by Kris Kristofferson. Country singer Roger Miller was the first to have a hit with Me and Bobby McGee in 1969. He took it to number 12 on the country charts. We heard from Northern Ireland singer Van Morrison and Wild Nights. They were putting the finishing touches on the recording of Wild Night about this time 50 years ago out in San Francisco. And the band Chicago brought us Beginnings. That band had been enjoying hits for a few years, first under the name Chicago Transit Authority. So Beginnings really wasn't a beginning at all for the group. Beginnings became a very popular song to hear at wedding receptions. It's the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour, and it's time to reach out and touch somebody's hand with Diana Ross.
To give encouragement to someone who's lost. seeking some other means of excitement and relaxation. I want to be what she needs in every phase of life, in every situation. Cause I'm having my baby with me, baby.
As a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Have you seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow in the sweet music on the radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Thrift Store Vinyl Hour, saluting 1971. One of the first years I really became aware of music. I was all of 6 years old at the time, and starting to absorb what my older siblings were listening to on the radio and what was in their record collections. We had Diana Ross kicking things off, Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Hand, one of her early post-Supreme releases. At that time, Diana Ross was working a lot with the songwriting and producing couple Nicholas Ashford and Valerie Simpson. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles did Satisfaction. No, not that Satisfaction, but their own brand. And then moving away from Motown, it was the Shy Lights out of Chicago, Illinois, with their massive hit, Have You Seen Her? The group finally tasting some success after 12 years of trying unsuccessfully. I don't know about you, but I've had a blast revisiting music that has hit the mid-century mark, and I think we should do it again next week. I have a lot more ground to cover, and even then I won't get to it all. But I wanted to take just a few minutes this week to remember Jim Steinman, writer and producer for such acts as Meatloaf, Air Supply. Remember Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart. Everything Jim Steinman did had epic written all over it, influenced by his love of music, theater, and opera. Here's just a little sample from Bad Outta Hell on the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour.
And you are nothing but a lonely girl, but you were
We've come to the conclusion of yet another Thrift Store Vinyl Hour. We played but one song from the massive body of work of writer-producer Jim Steinman, all revved up in No Place to Go, from Meatloaf and the Bad Out of Hell album, 1977, a concept album written as a post-apocalyptic Peter Pan. Try saying that 10 times fast. We're just going to back it down and put it on the side of the road for now. This is Skip Tillinghast, and for everyone here at the Thrift Store, thanks for being a good listener.